Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this morning we just thank you for this wonderful word. Thank you, Lord, Father God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know you didn't just make man to just dwell here on this earth, comparing themselves with one another and not knowing the goodness and the greatness of what you have made available for us. Thank you, Lord, that we are your idea. The world is your idea. We are your idea. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus, you showed us your idea, because as we look to Jesus, we see the Father. But thank you, Lord, because of the perfect work of Jesus on the earth, under the earth, and in heaven, we can all lift up our eyes, wake up to the reality of where we come from, and look to the rock and grow and become everything you made us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 4, verse 7 to 13. But that does not mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain, he captured the enemy and seized the plunder. He handed it all out in gifts to people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down, down to the valley of earth? And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to the highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor, teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ.
Hallelujah. This is a very precious word here. So it's just lovely seeing it again in the message. And so we can just see here that unto us, each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. So man made by God, God got a plan with man, got a plan with the world. So we all then got deceived by the powers and principalities of darkness, comparing ourselves with one another, just seeing ourselves in the natural. I'm from this family, I'm part of this tribe, and not seeing ourselves the way God would see us. And so the beauty is Jesus came here to bring us back to ourselves, so that when you looked at him, you saw someone, and it all started small. He started off as a child. No big miracles, but just growing in wisdom, growing in grace, finding favor with God and man. Started small. Then he started putting the word into practice. And then we started seeing this beautiful seed, this wonderful picture of a God quality of man manifest here into all his glory, being led by the Spirit and overcoming the evil, setting mankind free. So that was him setting the whole picture of the reality of what's available for each and every one of us. Amen. The lost and the ones that are now found in Christ. Us that's now found in Christ, we've got to tell people we were also there. We were also deceived. We were also lost. But praise God, we got the message of Jesus and the understanding that he's the firstborn among many brethren, and became a reality to us. And then also that wonderful scripture, he's not ashamed. This Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren, because we all come from the same God. We are God's idea, and each and every one of us has got a unique gift to manifest, to experience God, and then to manifest that uniqueness of his gift towards us. And it's so beautiful. We see here, as the body of Christ, when we wake up and we come out of darkness and we look towards Jesus, we are there to encourage others to do the same. Because why? Jesus, he not only showed the life here, he went down and he set the captives free, the captives in Abraham's bosom, the ones waiting for Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, The guys had all, they were met by God, and then they fulfilled their portion of light and life on earth to bring others to see the reality of what God wants. And he led them up captive. But not only did he leave them captive, those under the earth, he led us captive. He died for all. He was raised for all. And then he had the beautiful picture of the apostles with the disciples that he left to leave examples for us to see. They also walking in the footsteps of Jesus, doing the works of Jesus. And as much as the Father loved Jesus, he loved them. And that's what we take hold of. We are also disciples now. We need to be disciples. If not, we deceived and we are letting the world and the deception and the lie come in again. But we need to stay in tune, be disciples, and know that we are loved as much as Jesus is loved. And we must experience that love, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, because Jesus is now manifesting, coming in the glory of the Father. That's bringing about all the beautiful promises the Father has towards his children. And then in his own glory as King of Kings, ruling and reigning, to bring all, everyone, into this glorious liberty, into this glorious understanding, and into this glorious walk. And then also he's ruling now with his angels. So we need to wake up. We weren't made to be nothing. We were made to be children of the living God. Verse 13 here is such a beautiful scripture to write on your heart, write on your walls, and put it on your tongue. We all come, we all grow to the unity of the faith. And what's the unity of the faith? To know what God knows. And what is it about? To mature man. Amen. And what is a mature man? The measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. Amen. We are not made to be nothing. We are made to grow into Christ and be just like Jesus was, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Alleluia. Arise and shine. Embrace your destiny. Embrace your God and be everything he made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.